Hello and welcome to Teachings in Education, Autism Spectrum Disorder. And you are here with your favorite teacher, Frank Avella. Today, we're going to cover everything you ever wanted to know, and we are going to get into several specifics of this topic. Now, let's begin with the first section. Children with Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, exhibit repetitive behaviors and have communication and social interaction difficulties. Some broad statistics include the fact that ASD is much more common in boys. Symptoms of ASD do appear before the age of 2, however, many times after the age of 3. Autism spectrum disorder affects all ethnic, social, and economic groups. There are discrepancies within those groups as well. ABA therapy is often used to help modify the detrimental behaviors of the child. Autism spectrum describes a range of complex developmental disorders that are thought to be caused by deficits in brain development. ASD is considered a spectrum because of the wide variation in severity. Let's take a look at the different types of disorders that fall under ASD per the DSM-5. First up is autistic disorder, which is the older term before it was replaced with autism spectrum disorder. Autism spectrum includes Asperger's, which is a milder form where children may have high levels of intelligence, PDD-NOS, which stands for Pervasive Developmental Disorder Not Otherwise Specified. It is also known as atypical autism. Next is Rett syndrome, which once was a category of ASD, but now has been removed. Rett's mostly affects girls. The last category is CDD, Childhood Disintegrative Disorder, which is the most severe form of autism on the spectrum. Children rapidly deteriorate. Next, we'll take a look at some of the causes and risks. The specific causes of ASD are unknown. However, scientists have identified some potential risk factors. There is currently research that strongly implies a genetic component is involved. Scientists are now able to focus their study of genetics onto a few different alleles and their mutations within the gene. Though there has been much talk about vaccines and autism, scientists say that the research is definitive. There is no link between the two. Another risk factor is the age of the parents. In fact, the risk of autism spectrum increases as the age of the parents increase. Babies that are born very prematurely, such as preterm babies, are also at a much higher risk of autism. Air pollution exposure during pregnancy. The type of air pollution described is one that is high in metal content. And lastly, there have been some claims out there about the use of specific medications during pregnancy. Next up is how doctors will diagnose a child with ASD. Specific measures for diagnosis of children with autism are broken down into two levels. Level 1 is the initial screening level and is carried out by general practitioners. Children that fail level 1's initial screening go on to level 2 and get a more detailed evaluation from experts. Again, early detection of ASD is around 18 months, but diagnosis is usually at or after the age of 3. Evaluation and assessments are conducted using neurodevelopmental framework. The framework includes involving the child's family and teachers. ASD is difficult to diagnose because it has such a diverse list of symptoms, which include delayed speech, no eye contact, lack of responses, poor social skills, atypical tone, behavioral issues, withdrawal, repetitive behavior, learning delays, self-abuse, and many more. The next section is early intervention. Research has proven the effectiveness of early intervention services for children with autism spectrum disorder. These services begin with informing the parents of everything that's going on while trying to build strong relationships with them. Ongoing assessment is necessary, and it should be used to determine the right frequency and the right intensity of services. Some children may need more than others. At first, these services must focus on the basics, such as helping students express themselves, have them following and responding to directions, and building communication skills. It is also important to get these children as much time as possible with their peers. Social interaction is such an integral part. Curriculum-based assessments are used as a direct method to evaluate the target skills these children need to master. And lastly, outcome-oriented frameworks are also needed to set up specific target skills, goals, and objectives that educators want to see children achieve. Our next section is quite an important one, that is communication. ASD children have communication difficulties. These children may not understand hand signals. They won't make eye contact. They have trouble reading facial expressions and understanding gestures. ASD children also struggle with joint attention, which occurs when one person brings attention to an object and the other person then looks along as well. Their language development is erratic. These children don't meet the same levels of understanding at their relevant ages. ASD children on the high end of the spectrum may display savant-like abilities. They may be able to deliver excellent, well-thought-out speeches. Echolalia, which is a condition where sounds or phrases are repeated with no meaning or context. Conversations are supposed to be a two-way street, and this is yet another problem. School systems must provide specialists that will work individually with the child. The specialists should collaborate with parents, teachers, and others. Continuing to the next section, special interest. Special interests are basically activities that ASD children pay extra attention to. Some examples of special interest may be in animals such as a cat, toy trains for boys, teddy bears, maybe a credit card, small jewelry, or an object like a baseball bat. Unfortunately, special interests may dominate a child's life. It can take up all of their time. They remain focused to their detriment, that it can be used for behavior modification. If a child behaves and does their work, then maybe they earn time with their special interest. Another positive is that ASD children often become empowered due to their expertise and talent. There are many cases where ASD children use their abilities and knowledge of special interest to produce a fruitful career. Let's not forget that special interests have a danger of turning into an obsession. Too much of anything is never a good thing. The next topic lined up is socialization. Autism spectrum disorder children have significant barriers to socialization and play. First, understand that all children, just want to play and have fun. The problem is that these children, they just don't know how to do it. Being able to socialize isn't an easy thing for anybody. It takes certain skills. Play is a form of socialization. Autistic children learn teamwork, they get increased cognition and physical dexterity through play. To facilitate social skills in play, teachers, parents, and therapists must plan activities for these children. For individual ASD children, it's essential to teach them other children's perspectives, as they only see their side. And lastly, metacognitive social strategies can really make a difference. These children need to think about how they perceive and view situations. We get on to the next topic, which is sensory processing. Sensory processing is the method used to perceive and respond to sensory stimuli. Here we're going to focus on Dunn's model of sensory processing. Dunn's model describes different neurological thresholds within the brain. Dunn describes four sensory processing patterns. The first type is sensory seekers, which need to seek high levels of sensory information. These students are also very active in the classroom. Next is low registration. These are individuals who are insensitive. They, quote, don't register sensory information. The next type is sensitivity. They notice sensory phenomena more than most. They are also very distractible. And the last one is avoiding. They, quote, avoid sensory information because it really bothers them. Now, I'll quickly give some strategies for interacting with each type. With seeking students, be careful bringing new things into the classroom as it will take their attention. With low registration students, you must be very clear, direct, and animated with them. Working with sensitivity children, you don't want to overwhelm them with unexpected events. And for avoiding, you can slowly and gently try and involve them in more and more activities. Next is positive behavior supports. Positive behavior supports require a collaborative team effort. It takes a village to raise a child. The most important part of positive behavior supports is to do a functional behavioral assessment. It will help understand the why of a student's misbehavior. You want to specifically define the behavior. The behavior that is defined must be both observable and measurable. Data is collected in the form of intensity, frequency, and duration of the target behavior. ABC charts are created with the purpose of identifying what occurs right before and directly after the target behavior. Once you have this information, it's time to create a behavior intervention plan. The BIP plan should help to avoid situations where the autistic child is more likely to have an outburst. Don't forget, everything begins and ends in assessment. The upcoming section is going to outline some of the best teaching strategies. Perhaps the most important thing you can do as a teacher of ASD students is to get to know the child. Know the child's strengths, weaknesses, and triggers. Try and limit the amount of time spent on classroom lectures. When speaking to the children, be very literal in the words that you use. Don't be sarcastic with the students. Research tells us the importance of having solid schedules. Try and stick to the schedule. When asking questions and looking for answers, be sure to allow extra time for them to process the information or the questions. Within the classroom, limit the amount of distractions in the room. That includes having bright posters with many colors. Teachers should use concrete objects when teaching. For example, if you're teaching math, use manipulatives for a counting lesson. Provide student choice. Student choice is not only empowering for ASD children, but it will also increase engagement in the assignment or the lesson. On to the next section, which is collaboration. All individuals working with ASD children must collaborate for the benefit of the child. Behavior therapists in schools collaborate in the form of IEP teams and various intervention teams. They should act in a professional manner. The first part of this type of team collaboration is that everybody develop a strong knowledge of the child. IEP and intervention teams must establish shared goals for the child. The general education teacher discusses content achievement. Each team member focuses on their own area. Meetings should be scheduled with specific times and dates. And at these meetings, some discussions include the child's emotional state, their academics, strengths and weaknesses, and an overall evaluation of services. A major component of the IEP is the development of modifications and accommodations. Modifications are changes to the content, while accommodations pertain to equal access. Now onto our final section, which is a look at the lifespans of ASD children. ASD students are often the targets of bullying for the simple fact that they are easy targets and that they're different. These children usually lack any major social success in their lives. They don't have long-lasting friendships or a close group of friends. They often lack life partners and don't usually get married. However, there are always exceptions. They settle for jobs making minimum wage with very little responsibility. Parents, teachers, and educators try their best, but it's a difficult transition. As said earlier, there are always exceptions. ASD students may turn their special interests into a career or maybe just a job they love doing. Nevertheless, the most important thing we can do, anybody watching this video, is stay in their lives. Stay in the lives of ASD children. Be there for them. Right now, I want to say thank you for your time. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, check the description link for many resources as well.